listen to the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm a little scared, I'll tell you that.
I'm scared too, since he's doing my voice and yours.
Yeah, you're just giving that away.
Yes, and I'll continue to give that away. Welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
Well, give it away.
Yeah, giving it away.
Oh, does that mean you do it?
Break it up. Welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman. We have General Shaw, Robert.
Yeah, Robert Leonard. Here's Phil Henry.
I'm falling away.
Woo!
The laser dancing of my grave.
All right, let me ask you, keep that music. What is wrong with that kid? What is he? Is he trying to have a bowel movement? Or? No, General, I'm not going through it again, man. That's Amity Affliction, I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, they got an affliction, all right.
That is the way, General. Don't try to explain it. No one can explain it. No one knows why these things happen.
No, it's just it's inexplicable.
Maybe it's a disease or something. I don't know.
Okay, don't mess with me, okay? Why do they do that?
It's a statement. It's a way of singing. It's a new way of singing. If it doesn't sound like singing to you, you're not the very first of many generations of older people not to understand something that younger people are doing. It always is kind of like that, you know?
Well, let me tell you one other thing. Younger people don't understand what I'm doing. What do you think of that?
Well, sounds almost like you're an old pervert, you know?
An old pervert? Why, you... Hey, come on now.
That came after me.
Better believe I... And don't make it sound like... Hey, look at that. It makes it sound like I was going after him...
Well, you bring it on yourself, you know.
Oh, I bring it on myself.
Yeah, trying to talk about being a pervert.
You're the guy. Hey. He's the guy that tried to make it sound that way.
But you're talking about understanding what an old man needs.
I never said it. You know, Dickman, I'm going to hurt you bad. And when I do, there'll be no one to hear the screaming.
All right, hold on.
I think that's funny, huh?
A little bit, yeah. Welcome to our Monday thing here, man. We are live streaming this show. Not now, but now, you know, as we try to explain it. We're live streaming. It's a Sunday night. We're doing it for Monday. And hi, Monday. Nice to...
You know, you might as well not even explain it, Phil, because I don't think it's it is explicable. Who is that young man?
Margaret, when you're watching the TV...
Well, it said, Hi, Lee Burton.
That is the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, that's the team that has the females now, right?
Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters now have female members.
Yeah, they've had them for a couple of years now anyway, I think.
They have. I haven't seen the Globetrotters in so long.
Oh, everybody loves the Globetrotters. Who do they play? The World All-Stars? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, that's the team. They always have that team that's the foil, you know. The team that they beat.
Well, what was the team that they played?
Oh, what was the name of them?
Washington Generals.
There you go. The Washington Generals. Jesus H. They were the worst team.
Well, they're supposed to lose, man.
Say that again?
They're supposed to lose.
Do you mind, General? Well, what do you mean they're supposed to lose? They were playing a far superior ball club.
Yes, but it's a show that they're putting on, General.
I know it. What are you trying to...
Hey, General, give me a break, man. You didn't know the whole thing is just a phony baloney?
Yes, part of it is. Like when they're throwing confetti and you think it's water. But what about all those slam dunks and all that jazz?
That stuff is real, but it's all
you're telling me it's prearranged.
Yeah, even I knew that, even when I was tattoo.
When you were tattoo?
All right. So you understand, right?
I understand. I just didn't know they were that lousy. God, I thought they...
Yeah, they're not supposed to win.
Anyway, you just went, they're not supposed to win, so...
Thank you.
Every time you do that, every time you lisp, I withdraw a little bit more into my own fantasy world.
God damn.
Well, that's not... Hey, come on. This kid's trying to... You know what? You're trying to die today.
General, let's just consider the source.
Yeah, I am considering the source. It's right next to me here on my left.
All right, on the show today, folks, we have... By the way, did you guys watch any of the... I'm sure you did watch the inauguration.
Well, yes, we all saw the inauguration, and I know that we're going to be talking a little bit about the real talk, I think, of the inauguration, along with the political... was the outfit being worn by Kellyanne Conway's.
Oh, what is her name, Conway's?
I think it's Conway's.
No, it's Conway.
Well, it says Conway's here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, mistyped it.
Say that again?
You mistyped it.
Who did?
Miss Henry.
I put Conway's instead of here. I'll eliminate the S.
All right, so it's Kellyanne Conway.
That's the woman's name, yeah. Don't wear it out.
Oh, well, thank you very... What a smartass.
Margaret, so what about her?
Well, you know, she was wearing that clown outfit. Everyone's been commenting on it.
Yeah, I've just wondered about her mental health.
All right, well, that's exactly what Bobby Dooley's going to talk about, right?
Well, Bobby will be on, because I got on the phone with her this week, and I said to her, what do you think is going on with Kellyanne Conway, or Conway's, or whatever? And she said she wasn't sure, but she had some feelers out.
What do you mean she had feelers out?
She was out. She had some people in the know that she knows, and the people that I know were trying to figure out what exactly happened that the woman would get into something like that, you know?
Well, so you think what? They'll talk about it later, okay?
Exactly.
All right, so we also have Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The rain today, and the rain of the last week has been brutal, man. It's going on like 2 weeks. We've had nothing but these heavy-ass winter storms here in California, so Jay's going to give us some safety tips, all that kind of bull crap that he does. Maybe he'll have us, Vaseline-ing up our tires again.
What a mental case that guy was. Right.
And also Steve Bozell. And there's a Twitter account called Trump Regrets. And these are people that are retweeted by this account who are Trump supporters, but now they're having regrets.
Well, I'll bet that there's a lot of those.
Hey, you go. You can't say that.
You know, let's not turn this into a political, diatribe.
No. But Steve is one of those people. He's not sorry that he voted for Trump, but he's wondering what's going on with some of Trump's decisions. So that's that, and that's where that's at, and like that. All right, let's go on over now to traffic Phil here with traffic. Bob Bacon and the guys. Bob, what does it look like for you out there?
Well, right now, I've got 15 minutes upside down. I am in the middle of a crab line. If you've seen a crab line right here about 5 o'clock this morning, it's not out there. You're going to have that tattoo on your outbound side of the right buttock. Hey, listen, if your right buttock is feeling good, let's go down there at Channel 5 tonight. They're going to have a big dream this Saturday. Let's go to the sky boy now, and he's got a west side.
Hey, Bobby, I'm Sam Thomas Allen. Just what you were talking about, man. Now, they're down with your right buttocks on the outside. I'm outside here in Pennsylvania. Outside, inside, all around the town game. And there's it by outside the 5 freeway. We can down down the 5 freeway. Let's go over the sky, baby.
Oh, that stings. Someone got a Band-Aid.
James Kaufman Ford. Yes, James Kaufman, down from Montana, has a Ford dealership you'll never forget. When you wander under the big wide plains at James Kaufman Ford, it looks exactly like his spread in Montana. James Kaufman and the Ford dealership to end all Ford dealerships with grazing buffalo, ranch houses, and smoke from a chimney. And the greatest Ford deals you'll ever see. James Kaufman Ford. Just like a Montana ranch land. Wide open spaces, a wide open sky, and you'll open your pocketbook wide open. James Kaufman Ford.
James Kaufman Ford, 1414 South Dungaree in the city of Pluckerville.
Hi, I'm Ellie Reynolds. You know me as a great bongo instructor. I give lessons at my home every Friday night, 8 o'clock. But I also do something else that I'm very proud of. I am a coordinator for the National Wildlife Club. This is a place where wayward bear cubs, small raccoons, squirrels, all of the wildlife and all of the wild game can go play pool, play cards, have something to do on a Friday night instead of running around out there wandering and ripping into the throats of birds. Do what Ellie Reynolds does. When I'm not giving bongo lessons, I'm at the National Wildlife Club, giving our wildlife something to do since 1910. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Stephen Bozell joining us here from his home in Corona, California. It's good to have you with us. Stephen is a construction contractor from Corona, has been in the Southern California area for quite some time. And is a guy with lots and lots of opinions, and not the least of which, of course, are the political opinions that you've been on our program talking about, Steve. You're a Donald Trump supporter.
Slow down, Phil, you know.
I'm going to stand this here, and you said, I'm a Donald. Just slow down, okay?
I'm slowed down, okay? I'm just talking to you here, a couple of guys talking, and you're the guy with the Trump regrets.
Let's just hold on for a minute. I don't have Trump regrets like I regret voting for him. All right, I want to make that very, very clear.
Right, so you're okay with voting for him?
I'm totally okay with voting for him. I'm proud of my vote for Donald Trump. I just want some things clarified. I got nervous when he was sworn in on Friday, which was the 20th, my understanding. And I think it was Friday. Today is the 26th. Well, yeah, on Friday.
Yeah, that was the official swearing in.
All right. So things he did that made me a little nervous. And I talked to a couple of friends of mine. I talked to Roy Hutchins, same thing, and Cliff Pettigrew, the guys over where I work.
What were some of those things? Because I think, Steve, what we were hearing people talk about was the MIP.
Yeah, the mortgage insurance premium.
Now what is this? Do you want to explain it?
Yeah, I can explain it. Why, do you think you need to explain it for me? Because I won't be any good at it.
Steve, please don't be that way. Phil just wants to make sure that we get all the bases covered.
No, but I can explain it. I mean, one of the major reasons why, I'm involved politically is I wanted to make sure. I don't like Obama at all, but he did do a couple things that I do like. And one of them was the mortgage insurance premium, and the other was Obamacare, which I was able to get insurance for my kids because I was not able to get them on my company insurance because we had a couple of I had a pre-existing condition, which was, I did not know it was not going to be covered.
Do you mind telling us what that was?
Well, I know.
Yeah, I do mind telling you.
Good continence.
But
why did you say that?
Oh, my God.
Well, didn't you say?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Steve. I shouldn't have said anything to him.
I told you that in the strict... So, that was not covered by the insurance.
Yeah, well...
Don't say it anymore if he doesn't want you to say it.
No, I'll go ahead and say it. I am incontinent, okay? I gotta wear a diaper.
Fuck!
All right, now look, Bozell, don't go nuts.
Well, that's about it. That's humiliating.
All right, Steven, let's forget it, okay?
It's humiliating.
Steve, the more you make a big deal out of it...
Bozell, just forget about it, okay?
Okay, I'm going to forget about Dickman comes right out and says that Steve Bozell wets his pants.
I didn't say that. I only heard the word.
Let's just cool it right here, right now. No more talk about it, okay? Fact is, you had a pre-existing condition. You weren't covered. And it also affected the insurance of your kids, so you used Obamacare.
I used Obamacare, and I checked around with a lot of people who were in favor of Donald Trump and going to be voting for Trump like I was. They also had Obamacare. Like, I know some coal miners. At least my wife's family comes from Pennsylvania, and there's a few individuals in her family who work United Mine Workers, and they like to have Obamacare because it did cover pre-existing conditions like black lung and some of these things like that. And they find out that Trump was going to get rid of that. Now, and then, of course, he got rid of that mortgage insurance premium reduction.
Now, the mortgage insurance, just hold on. The mortgage insurance premium reduction was a reduction on home insurance from the FHA to help, sort of offset some of the effects of this, the housing crunch and the raising, the rising interest rates, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a one little deduction, only about $900 a year, but I'll tell you something right now, $900 a year is almost, it's close to $100 a month.
Well, it's not exactly close to $100 a month.
How many months are there in a year?
All right, let's just say it is close to.
Yes, you're right.
God, so, General, what are you trying to...
Let's forget about the general here and let's just talk about you.
Okay, because I feel very, you have to understand, I was very, and I still very much am on the Donald Trump bandwagon. And if Mr. Trump is anywhere listening, anywhere at all...
I know this is emotional for you, Steve. You feel as if you're betraying him.
I'm not, and I'm not. I want him to know that. But I did black Obamacare just because of that.
You're not the only person that voted for Donald Trump who likes Obamacare. I saw a lot of those people.
Well, I don't want to comment on it because I think, by the same, I don't care. I'm not going to hang on to that. But the mortgage insurance premium.
And you're not the first guy to comment on that. You know.
Now, this mortgage insurance premium reduction.
What do you mean? I'm not the first guy to comment on what?
On the mortgage insurance premium reduction.
Oh, yeah. No, I told you. Pettigrew and Hutchins both.
Now, these men, Cliff Pettigrew and Roy Hutchins, one's a neighbor of yours?
Yeah, Roy Hutchins is my next-door neighbor, and Pettigrew is my crew chief.
Your crew chief where?
At where I work, at B&B Construction. So, I'm trying to get my air here.
All right, Mr. Bozell, I'm just trying to get the facts straight here.
I understand, but I've said it about a billion times. Every time I'm on the show, I'm talking about those two dick lickers and the...
Okay, you're going to have to get on.
I got to do it right now.
What if he called me?
He didn't call you anything. He's talking about those two guys. Well,
watch it.
You got to be careful with the language. You got to be careful with the language. Uh-huh. When you said dick licker.
Bud, will you come on?
Sorry. Yeah. He apologizes.
All right, bring him back up here. Steve, I'm sorry,
Forgive me, Mr. Henry. I thought because you're on the digital, on a new media, you can say any dirty word that you want.
Yeah, pretty much, but we like to keep it... on this show, we consider ourselves to be a little bit classier than most, so we try to... what are you laughing at?
Well, Phil, give me a break, will you?
Well, Phil, I mean...
I mean, I've heard you...
give you a break? We do try to keep it classy. It's pretty impossible with you guys.
Oh, that's right, Phil. Blame me.
Mr. Arnold, you can't blame us. You got only yourself to blame.
Yeah, that's right. Only yourself to blame.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Bozell. I'll talk to my crew. You can just butt out.
All I'm trying to...
You can just butt out.
Okay.
Well?
Nothing. All right.
Okay, so you want...
All right, so let's... Yes, let's get back to you, Steve.
All right, I want to pull off because I'm driving and I'm drinking a coffee and I'm getting nervous. So if you don't mind, I'd like to pull off and I'm not feeling all that good either.
Do you want us to call you back another time?
No, it's okay. I just kind of... Oh, I'm going to pull over here. Let me pull over here, yeah. Phil, I'm just talking to Dave Peck. He's one of my workmen. Right here. Just right here, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. The guy puked it up and everything.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Let's go. Here, I'll take the wheel.
I know how to drive.
I know you know how to drive. I'll take the wheel. I'm sorry, Mr. Enner, but the whole episode here where you guys are busting me on being incontinent. Oh.
You feeling better?
No, I'm not, but I should, shouldn't I? Roll a window down, man. Let me get some air.
I'm sorry, this whole episode's made you sick, huh?
It has made me sick.
Let me ask you, Steve, this is General Shaw.
I know who it is.
All right, fine. I just thought I'd, you know, I want to ask you a question. You still support Donald Trump, and yet he has taken a step here, rolling back the MIP, the Mortgage Insurance Protection Rate, the reduction. He's stopped the reduction, is that it?
Yeah, that's basically what he did is he stopped an Obama executive order that was lowering those rates.
So they're going back to the original rates?
Yeah, they're going back to the original number that it's about $900 more than I was paying with Obama's reduction. So it's hard for me, but I'll go ahead and I'll suck it up. And I think my message here is for anybody out there who is a Trump fan like I am, he's going to do these things that it feels bad, and it's almost like you got to just take, you know, you got to take the pain, you know, and you got to ride it.
You got to ride what?
You got to ride the pain. So I would say to anybody out there like me who's a Trump fan and feels bad that Trump got rid of the reduction in the mortgage insurance protection, you know, the MIP, mortgage insurance protection reduction, I would say to them, just ride it, hold on and ride it, and just try to think about something else. Just grab a hold of something, grit your teeth, maybe bite a towel.
All right, Steve, we got it.
Well,
it sounds a little, it's sounding a bit suggestive, what you're saying.
What does that mean?
Well, come on, man, talk about biting a towel.
I'm not talking about so. Oh, man.
All right, well, you know, then don't do that.
What I am saying is, if you do feel as if Donald Trump has taken your head, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. You can get rid of the bite the towel thing. Why not actually address the problem? Why stay loyal? Why not say, you know, you betrayed us. We voted for you.
No, I'm not going to do that. No way. Because that's going to make me sound like I wanted Hillary, and there's no way at all. She'd be way just as bad, you know.
You know, there's something that I'd like to talk to you about. She's just as bad. I mean, this is what everybody says that wants to justify their vote for Donald Trump. They say that she was just as bad, if not worse. Now, I think that that's a way of saying I'm not really proud of my Trump vote, but I got to have a good reason to vote for Trump, so I think I'll say that, you know, Hillary Clinton was just as bad.
Well, that's not it.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. I agree with Phil. I mean, why not just let your vote stand on its own merits? Don't compare it to Hillary.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why you cast a vote. That's just one of many, you know. But I primarily casted my vote for Donald Trump because I wanted to make America great again. And I want, you know, and I want to make America great again and everything, you know.
Maybe you want to make America great again and everything.
What did he just say?
Bud, would you say it clearly?
What do you mean you want to make America great and everything?
Just what I said. I want to make America great and everything. What's that guy? Why is that so hard to understand? And when Donald Trump turns around and he takes away Obamacare, which I know Obamacare is bad. I know it's a disaster, but it gave me coverage for my kids, at least in the short term.
I mean, that was something that he campaigned on, man. He said he was going to, you know, get rid of Obamacare.
You know,
He did. I mean, how can you... How can you have Obamacare and get all upset that he's taken away now?
I knew that he didn't like, and I didn't like Obamacare, all right? I did not like Obamacare, and I still don't like Obamacare, except I do because it covers my kids, and the fact that he took it away or he's going to take it away, I feel is wrong.
See, this is it. And I think what you have here, Phil, is typical of a lot of people when they vote. They love the idea of a guy, but when it gets down to the specifics of what that guy's going to do, they got their heads parked so far up their asses, they don't know whether they're coming or going.
Oh, wait, hold on. I mean, that's to say that I don't know what I'm doing.
Look at, man, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. People are going to see that.
I know what I'm doing, all right?
Then why did you vote for Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump to make, you know,
make America great again.
Yeah, to make America great again. Grin. You said grin again, and that's not what I...
He said great again.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, make America great again.
It sounded like he said make America grin again to try and make me look bad.
Make America great again.
All right, then that's what I did.
Okay.
And but I didn't know the guy. He was serious about taking away Obamacare than he should have said. Okay.
What do you mean he should have said, man? How many different ways can a guy say Obamacare is a disaster, we're getting rid of it, Obamacare is a disaster, we're getting rid of it, okay?
Well, that's only one way, all right?
You know what I'm talking about. Bozell, you can play this game cute, you can play it tight to the vest, you can play it loose and long, you can go long with it.
Well, I'm not sure I like those comparisons.
Well, buddy, you're going to have to live with them, because you're one of the guys that made the presidency of Donald Trump possible. I'm another one. I voted for Trump.
All right, well, so what do you think about the homeowners insurance going away?
Because I know this guy's got to be political. Donald Trump has to do things that will satisfy his conservative base. He's got to do things that make a statement against Obama. And he's got to do it pretty quick. Otherwise, he's going to have a bigger problem on his hands. He'll have a party-wide revolution.
Well, right now, he's got, I mean, you know, Mr. Turner, you said that you saw that Twitter account.
Well, there's that Twitter account called Trump Regrets, you know.
Oh, who gives a sweet cheese? That's a handful of people at the end of the day.
All right. But, I mean, it's symbolic of something. At least that's what a lot of people think.
Yeah, and I'm worried that I'm being dumb and being taken advantage of, but I still want to say that I'm not dumb and I'm not being taken advantage of.
Right.
Yeah, all right, so you're afraid you're going to be taken advantage of, but you're not being taken advantage of.
No, I'm not. No, and I know it sounds stupid. I know it sounds like a retard.
Hey, man, you can't say that.
Don't use that word, okay?
All right. But,
Yeah, you see, Steve, you know, you gotta stick with your vote. You gotta back it up, and you can't suddenly go, oh, well, this guy is... He's not doing what I want him to do.
Yes, I can, but it doesn't mean that I don't want to still vote for him.
Well, you already did, so you're stuck.
If they had a recall, which I know they're not going to have a recall.
Do you want a recall?
I do not want a recall now, but I want to stop and see, because if it gets worse and worse and worse and worse, what are we going to do?
Oh, Steve, you know, you don't sound like you have any conviction.
Well, Ms. Gray.
No, let me finish this. You don't sound like you have any conviction at all. You sound like you just voted on a whim. You voted on whichever way the wind was blowing, whichever felt good that day.
Yeah, that's it right there. Whatever felt good, you went ahead and rubbed your rear end and said, I'll take another one.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, but I think the larger issue here is that Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump. So if you're worried that he's suddenly changing to a liberal, or that he's changing into, or that maybe you're a liberal or more liberal than you thought you were, maybe that's the case, not so much what Donald Trump is doing.
All right, I didn't understand that at all.
I think what Margaret's saying...
What I'm saying is you're probably more liberal, or at least you're not as conservative as you think you are.
Yeah, see, you like... To have Obamacare.
I don't like, I told you.
Well, you can say that you don't like Obamacare, and you can say that you don't like the policies of Barack Obama, but you, and you're not alone, you, along with a lot of other Trump voters, are worried about Obamacare going away because they were using it. And part of that group of people were the ones that, you know, your wife was talking about, her family, those members of the UMW, miners, whatever, in Pennsylvania, who were using that to pay for their medical pay for the treatment and conditions they got when they were minors.
All right, but I mean, well, what do you mean minors? You mean,
what do I mean? MINERS.
Oh, okay.
What did you think they meant when they were little kids?
You know, these, I gotta have everybody clarify, because I don't know when the day is done. When the day is done, I don't.
Big head cold.
All right, let's take a phone call here. Stephen Bozell is with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-500-7445. 877-500-7445. Stephen Bozell on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jerry. Hi, Jerry. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm sorry that you're going through what you're going through, but I think that Mr. Trump is trying to do the smart thing and the wise thing for all of us. And why don't you feel that? Are you not able to feel that?
You know, I can feel a lot of things, sir. I feel good for the country that Mr. Trump is president. But why can't you just let it? Why can't you ride it? As you were saying, now I know that the Phil and the others are probably not Trump voters. I think you said that you were, General.
Yes, I am.
All right. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I don't know. That's not the point.
Well, but how many people there voted for Trump?
Well, I voted for Trump.
Yes, sir, and I voted for Trump too. All right. Okay. All right. So. That's the reality. That's the reality. Sorry. See, I have a medical condition. I swallow my tongue. But I have refused Obamacare after the ending of his term as president because I want to start fresh. I want to feel fresh. I want to start the day new. I want to feel as if I'm breathing the fresh, clean air of a Trump administration. So I got rid of Obamacare willingly. And I'm now not medically covered, even though I have this condition where I swallow my tongue. The other thing...
All right,
why did you hang up on that man?
See, I don't want to listen to that ass.
All right, where's Bozell?
Steve Bozell's gone, too. Is he,
You hung up on him, but I can get him back. There, he's back.
Mr. Henry, please don't hang up on me. I just want to say one thing.
All right, well, we got to get going.
I just want to say one thing. That guy that was swallowing his tongue... is a very courageous man because he had Obamacare to treat the swallowing of a tongue, and yet he was not going to have Obamacare because he didn't want the country to go straight down to hell.
And you think the country will go straight down to hell because of Obamacare?
I think it's socialized medicine, and
so if that guy should go ahead and swallow his tongue and strangle just so you guys can make a point.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that if he's got to swallow his tongue and strangle to death.
Then that's okay.
No, that's not okay. What I'm saying...
Yeah, you're talking about being incontinent. What if you peed yourself to death?
You are really low, man.
All right, don't bring that up anymore.
You are really low, man, you know that?
All right, forget that he said that.
First of all, if I actually peed myself to death, which would mean I'd have to...
You'd have to urinate until, you know, you were dehydrated completely.
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. I tell you this true, and I tell you this now, and I tell you this and I tell you this. If I peed myself to death, I'd gladly sit down next to the man that swallowed his tongue on the A train to hell.
You can't say hang up, sir.
I can't hang up.
You can't sign up.
You can't hang up.
Oh, okay, I can't hang up, sorry. I would gladly take...
All right, I can hang up, though.
A lot of people don't like that, Phil, the fact that you say you can't hang up, and then you hang up.
You really? Ask me if I really care.
That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Does he care?
No.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We're going to come back here on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Steve Bozell, for sharing. I thought it was very honest of him, but by the same token, who cares, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
Coming up is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the rotten weather we've had here in Southern California. The rain. It's very bizarre, man. It's like when it rains, nobody knows how to drive around here. Jay Santos coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. We'll be right back, man.
General Galen Shaw here for the backstage pass. You've heard about it. You've talked about it. You've discussed it ad nauseum on street corners and in coffee shops. But have you got a backstage pass? Ah! With a backstage pass, you have access to the largest repository of radio comedy the world has ever known. And that ain't no lie, my friend.
That's right, 20,000 plus hours.
Go to the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, sign up for either a month or a year, get that backstage pass, and quit complaining.
General, yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California each and every day provides you with a veritable potpourri of mental illness straight from the mind of...
me, Phil Henry. So get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com.
And may God have mercy on his soul.
Hi, Paul Dentino for the Dentino Way. I never liked the clothing that I wore until I began to knit my own sweater vests. And now you can have these beautiful Dentino sweater vests. Look exactly like Arthur Blank, who owns the Atlanta Falcons. He had that black one on Sunday as he addressed the press. He looked like a real clown. And you can too. Wear a bright red sports jacket with the Dentino Way vest, and who knows, you may get lucky within the next couple of minutes. And you can be certain of that by calling this number on your screen. Yes, call that number right there on your screen.
We're not on TV.
Shucks. The Paul Dentino Way, with a new Paul Dentino sweater vest.
Might take a fly out for the weekend. Yeah. I go can, cause I can't go low, go low. Everybody get low.
All right, man. Phil Henry Show from the El Pacific in Southern California. Good friend here is Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The rain has been at a mental condition high rate, and it doesn't seem to be abating. I don't know. I don't even really check... you know, weather reports.
Well, I don't know. I think they said this is the last of the big storms, right, Margaret?
I don't know.
Maybe this one and maybe another one.
So, in other words, we don't know. We don't know. Jay Sanders with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, located in the South Bay. Jay, a very pleasant good day to you.
Phil, thank you. It's great to be with you.
So, what do you know about any future storms?
Well, right now, it's sort of 50-50. And we could have a big one. We might not.
Why doesn't anybody know?
Because, General, weather reporting, like a lot of things in life, is really just a flip of the coin. You know, and you don't know whether you're going to have a bad storm coming in. You don't know whether you're going to have a bad storm going out. You really don't. So you just pray. All you can do is pray to God that it never gets as bad as it did these last few days here in Southern California.
Now, there's been, obviously, the weather has been, and for people who don't know, can you describe a little bit of what it's been like?
Well, yeah, those of you who are listening across the country, we're here in the Southern California area, we've had torrential downpours, we've had flooding, we've had flooded intersections, we've had very good wind, good, smart, crisp, snapping wind. I don't like wind, and I don't like how destructive it is, but you do admire how crisp and just a quick little crisp wind gust will just snap a tree off, and it just goes, it just goes forever. You'll just never see it again. I saw a tree get snapped in half today, and I saw the top end of it just fly and fly, and it just faded into the distance like it was a little pinprick in the sky.
What are you talking about, man?
You saw a tree do what?
I saw a tree snap in half and the top of it go flying way far away. So,
where was this?
I don't know, man. I was down here at the beach somewhere up in the mountains in the desert. Where do you think I was today? I was at the mountains and the sea in the desert to all of Southern California. A good evening.
All right, so you're doing a Jerry Dunphy impression.
No, I'm just...
All right, Jay, so the wind is, yes, one factor. The rain is another factor. The flooding is another factor. And driving and all of this crap is primarily what you're concerned with, right?
Well, what we're concerned with is that people keep going. When they get into a flooded area, they tend to slow down, and that's when the floodwaters overtakes the car. And we got ourselves a situation. We have to get in and get out. And one of the most key things about getting somebody out of a car once they have gone into an intersection that's flooded and they don't have, and I'm going to say it, they don't have the good sense, and okay, let's go ahead and say it, they don't have the guts, just the guts it takes to just get out of there, just floor it. And so we got to go in, we got to break out a window, we got to drag them out of the car and pray to God that there's going to be someone there to save us.
Do you guys have any emergency equipment?
Yeah, what do you have? Do you have ropes and rafts?
Well, we have, we've got ropes and we got rafts. I mean, the only raft we have belonged to Sub-Commander Gleason, but it also was his daughter's, so...
Well, what kind of rafts are you using? Are you using toy swimming pool rafts?
We had a raft. You gotta understand, Ms. Gray, because of the fact we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police... And we make the police nervous because we're always on a spot checking what they're doing, make sure that, everything's getting done right. We can't even buy a good professional raft. I had to go down here to a pool supply place and get it looked like a kangaroo or something. You know the kind of raft, Mr. Henry?
You got a kid's pool toy.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what do you call it? It's a kangaroo raft.
It's got the front of it looks like a kangaroo. But we were able to get it in the water. We were able to get over to the car and save a guy. Not too long. It was about 2 years ago. And we haven't had to. But here's the thing we're doing. It's the thing I want you to know. We are in the intersection.
Wait a minute. 2 years ago, saved a guy.
2 years ago, we did use the kangaroo raft, got a guy out of his car, okay?
All right, good for you.
But hold on. Here's the thing I want you to know. Oh, good for me. We save a guy, and you're good for me.
What?
We saved a guy with a kangaroo raft.
All right, Brian, you saved a guy with a kangaroo raft. Yay! There, okay. You happy?
You know, General, I only hope someday it isn't you that I got to stick on the end of that kangaroo raft and swim for dear life to try to get you to safety.
Well, I can assure you, sir, it will not be.
Well, you don't know that for a fact.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I will never allow you to put your hands on me and save me. I'd rather drown. You're kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
I'd rather drown than have you guys come anywhere near me and save me under any conditions.
All right, General, thank you. Jay, tell me about the situation. You said you've got something going to avoid all of this.
Well, it is a process. The Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have two subcommanders in every flooded intersection, exhorting people when they come into that intersection and the car stalls. First of all, if it stalls, we throw our hands up and we say all bets are off, and we get into the service vehicle. And at that time, we'll call police. Have some coffee or something. We gotta wait for help. But what we do is
these are people that have driven into the intersection.
These are people that are in the intersection. And we'll say to them, all right, floor it, come on, yeah, come on. Jesus.
Wow, man.
What is wrong with you?
That's been a frustrating day, man.
Well, you know what? You gotta have a certain temperament.
Look, Mr. Ernie, please don't lecture me. All right?
Dude, you have a certain temperament, be a police officer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks a lot there, Sheriff John.
Sheriff John. Yeah? Well, what's a black gun you think you know?
I was out there today, Dickman, and Mr. Henry and everybody, and we saw people driving into flooded intersections. The only thing you can do is say, come on, floor it, go. You know?
Now, a lot of them are just frightened people.
You can't be frightened. They'll drive in, and they're about to stop, and I go, no, go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because you want them to get out. And today I saw five people, count them, five whole guys drive into this intersection. And I would say to them, all right, now floor it. Come on.
You know, I think, Santos, the honest truth is...
I'm not interested in your...
Well, you're going to be interested in my... The honest truth is you need a vacation, if not a retirement.
And why you say that?
You sound cracked, if you don't mind us saying.
Yes, I do mind you saying cracked.
Yeah, man, you're going down the way you sounded.
I'm being emotional. That's not cracked. I want these people to get through there. And I want them to get through the intersection. I saw a woman today with three kids in a van. She goes into the intersection. It was right down here in Delamo and 15th. And she's driving. I go, floor it, get through the water. Come on, yeah. I get emotional when I think about it.
Yeah, you're having a flashback, man.
That's it right there. That's it. You're having a flashback.
What? What do you mean a flashback?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're having some kind of general.
What are you looking at me for?
Does that sound like a Vietnam-style flashback?
A Vietnam-style? Get a load of this ass, will you?
Well, was there such a thing, General?
No. I never knew anybody that had a flashback. What the hell?
Well, okay. There you go, Mr. Henry.
Well, it sounds to me like you're having some emotional event of some kind.
It is emotional when you're telling people, come on, go, yeah, great. You fucked up.
You effed up?
That's right. So, I would say to people, hold on, I got to get something to drink. Can I have that coffee? Subcommander Brown, at attention. Hold on, Phil. Subcommander Brown, you at attention?
Yeah?
Get me that coffee in a coffee cup.
Okay.
You're not supposed to stay okay. Excuse me, Phil.
What is this guy doing anyway?
Excuse me, General. You're not supposed to go okay. You got to say, yes, sir, Brigadier Admiral. Do it again. Subcommander Brown.
Yeah, Brigadier Admiral.
Go get me a cup of coffee.
Okay, Brigadier Admiral. Here.
Don't stay here.
All right, Jay, we don't have time for the training exercise.
Anyway, it's been an emotional day.
We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about getting cars through flooded intersections today. All right, so you had that woman with the three kids. Did she get through okay?
No, she did not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The car stalled. The floodwaters were rising. We went back to our own vans, and just to get my head together, I had to sit there and go, okay, what are my options? What are my options? What are my options? And I got out of the van again. I went over to her. I go, can you floor it? Come on! I'm sorry.
You know what? I think we need to let you go.
No, please, Mr. Henry.
No, you know, you're not... You don't sound as if you're dealing with it very well, Jay.
I just said to her...
Is the lady okay?
Yeah, she's all right, because LAPD came by and bailed her out. And the cop said to me, the LAPD goes, what are you doing? I said, what's it look like I'm doing, man? I'm trying to help the citizen. He says, it looks to me like you're having a cup of cocoa. And I said, what? He said, are you having a cocoa cup? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, cop. I said, but I'm a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm trying to get these people's lives saved. He said, clear the area. You got a cocoa cup. I go, what is he talking about, right? So,
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to tell you what the cop said.
Go ahead.
So I go back to the van, and Brown here, Subcommander Brown, has been making cocoa. He's been making hot cocoa. And I said to you, didn't I say to you, Brown, I want a cup of coffee?
I wasn't sure. I'd like to have cocoa.
I don't give a fuck.
All right, Jay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm very, very...
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Now, you want to call him back and tell him... He's not necessarily 86.
If you wouldn't mind, yeah.
No, I mean, I could do it.
No, Robert's better at that. You're just going to laugh at him.
Call him back right now.
Yeah, call him back and tell him that we want him back on the program, but he does definitely need to see some kind of counseling. We do have a counseling service here at the Phil Henry Show through Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, if he wants to talk to Dr. Jim Sadler, he can.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
We'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Jay? Yeah, Robin Leonard, look, do you want to talk to a professional about how messed up in the head you are? He hung up on me.
Of course he's going to hang up on you.
You're not supposed to talk that way.
Oh my God, Robert, you don't say to a guy, do you want to talk to somebody? We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show right after this.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Do 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 do.
Fried chicken as tender as a mother's heart. Go to Ben's in Dubai. Yes, pork chops that you will love and love forever. Go to Ben's in Dubai. French fries, chili fries, and cheese fries. Go to Ben's in Dubai. And talk about milkshakes. Holy Jesus. Ben's in Dubai. 25th and Meringue in Dubai. Ben's in Dubai. And coming next week, keggers of beer. Big, big, tall glasses of vodka. All kinds of searingly hallucinogenic alcohol at Ben's of Dubai.
This is Margaret Gray, and don't forget, I will be performing at the Schwerdlow Center with the Arthur Blank Trio coming up on Friday night. This is a rare occasion for me to be playing with my musician friends some of the great classics like It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. No, it isn't. That's how I make that work. And many other great hits. We'll be at the Swerdlow Center with the Arthur Blank Trio, me, Margaret Gray, this coming Friday night. Oh, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. No, it's not.
Margaret Gray, Friday night at the Swerdlow Center with the Arthur Blank Trio. Get tickets now at Ticket Boy and your local Ticket Boy outlet.
Hi everyone, this is Bobby Dooley, and I'll be up in just a minute on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico in Southern California. Presented by PhilHenryShow.com. Bobby Dooley joining us on the Newsmaker line from her home. I don't know where she's at there. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Phil. You don't need to welcome me, I think.
You've been on this show a lot.
I have been on the show a lot, so.
Bobby Dooley joining us here. And Kellyanne Conway is the presidential advisor, top-line presidential assistant, whatever she is. She's gone from being the campaign manager for Donald Trump to now pretty much one of the heavy hitter advisors that he's got in the White House, along with Steve Bannon and others. She wore an outfit the other day on Inauguration Day, on Friday, that, can you describe it?
Yeah, I can describe it. I think a lot of women could describe it. It was quite stunning. And when I say stunning, I don't mean that in a good way. I would say it was shocking.
Why do you call it shocking?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen anyone put on a piece of clothing that was so right out of the box offensive. It looked like a madwoman had put together a Continental Soldier's uniform and crossed that with a pair of pajamas. The hat she wore, which at first blush was sort of a normal cap, if you will, but you suddenly realize it is almost a day-glow red. It is a stoplight red. It is blaringly loud on the top of her head. Then you move down from the neck. You get past the face as fast as you can because she's a wonderful woman. I understand she's a great mother and a great wife, but you don't want to linger too long on her face. And, Margaret, you can probably fill in more about that.
No, I do not want to fill in more about that. I think that's a terribly catty and petty thing to say.
Well, that's not the way you're talking this morning on the phone.
Excuse me.
No private conversations here to be exposed on the show, if you don't mind.
All right, but...
Excuse me.
Fine. Anyway, I will say that you go from the cap, the blaringly loud red cap, you don't linger on the face too much. If you have to, you pay the price.
What does that mean, you pay the price?
Well, three guesses, the first two don't count. You know?
What does that mean? Look, I don't want to play that game. What do you mean by that?
By three guesses?
No, what do you mean you pay the price if you linger on Kellyanne Conway's face too long?
Well, you just said it right there, Phil. Face. Shit.
Yeah, Phil, I mean, ease it back.
Ease what back? I thought that was an insulting and rude thing to say.
All right, Phil, you're duly noted. I will just simply say you don't want to linger on the face too long. Then you get down to the main portion of the body, which is the neck down. She's got on a red, white, and blue outfit of some kind. It's a skirt. And she's got these big cat head pin or buttons. The effect is as follows, and this is why many of us were concerned, many of us who do know Kellyanne and admire her greatly. I felt that it represented an unbalanced mind. I think that it represents a personality that's beginning to disintegrate.
So you're talking about psychosis?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, let's not be... None of us are doctors.
No, none of us are doctors. However, we are all women. And I wouldn't be caught going out in public wearing what Kellyanne Conway was wearing. I wouldn't be caught wearing that, even if it meant that by wearing it, I would save the lives of my children and my husband. I wouldn't do it.
What an insane thing to say.
What are you trying to say now?
I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't wear that.
You wouldn't save the lives of your sons and your husband by wearing that.
If it came down to that, if I was told you have to wear that, or your husband and your sons die, I would know I was in an alternate universe where immortality was probably likely, so they wouldn't die
Even though they would got killed.
Yes, General. You know.
All right, we're talking to Bobby Dooley.
If it isn't obvious by now.
What is that supposed to mean?
We're talking to Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about Kellyanne Conway, the presidential advisor who wore a very unusual dress, skirt. What do you call that, anyway?
Well, it's a suit. It's a dress.
It's a dress. A party dress, really. I understand the patriotism of the red and the white and the blue. I get it already. I get it. But the wrong color. If you're going to put a color on your head, it should be blue, and then have the red around the breast area. Here's why. And I'm a mother and I'm a wife. So please don't, cut me off, Bill. But if a woman is going to wear bright, bright, day-glow red, you should wear it across the chest. Because what are you trying to draw attention to every time you go out your front door? Your breasts. Especially if you're flat, like Kellyanne Conway.
All right.
Well, what did you do?
What does it sound like I did? I cut her off. That's about all. Wait a second. You can't just put her back on. I'll direct the show.
Yeah, Miss Conway. I mean, Miss. I'm sorry. She hung up again.
What, you called her Miss Conway?
Yeah.
I don't want this, even though I'm flat-chested.
All right, let me talk to her, Phil, instead of hanging up on people.
Yeah. Miss Dooley? Yeah. Here's Margaret.
Yeah?
Darling, listen, Phil didn't mean that. We haven't taken control of the show, but we've just allowed... He's allowing me to talk to you so that we can get this interview done. He didn't mean that... I don't think he meant what you thought he meant.
Well, he hangs up on me while I'm trying. He didn't allow me to continue. I said, you should wear red across your front if you're flat-chested like Kellyanne and me, even though I'm not. You know I'm not. Phil's audience know I'm not. Phil, your audience know I'm not, right?
My audience knows that you're not.
Right, because of the topiary?
Yes, we know that your husband, you know, created a topiary with your breasts out in front of your house.
Right. So I was saying that...
You were saying that to make her feel better.
Right. Kellyanne, if you're listening, I wouldn't wear that if I were you because you're flat, but so am I.
Not really.
Are you happy?
What are you doing?
Henry, you just hung up on her again. That's right, I hung up on her again, and I'll keep on doing it until you guys understand that I'm hanging up on her again and again and again. Kellyanne Conway's nuts. That's according to Bobby Dooley. I hope she gets help. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. It has been my pleasure, folks, to bring us back into this week. A beautiful week indeed. A new week. All kinds of stuff possible. All kinds of new things. You know what? I think that was very pussy of you.
You should have her back on tomorrow night.
All right, I'll have her on tomorrow if it makes you feel better. But I'm not going to sit there and listen to her talking about how flat women are. You know, I went to... Just sit down, will you?
Yeah, sit down, Mr. Henry, before you fall down.
Shut up. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on... Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.